Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the fourth parak and begin the fifth parak of Masech Zivamos. We're up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Yud Gimel. So we just learned in Mishnah Yud Beis that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, what makes a mamzer? Rabbi Akiva said that even Chayavei Lavin makes a mamzer, and the Chacham said, no, it's got to be much worse than Chayavei Lavin in order to generate mamzerus. So our Mishnah is a three-way machlokas. Ezu mamzer. Kol she'er basur shu below yavo, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, any los, I say. If you marry someone you're not allowed to marry, the child is a mamzer. That no, if it's karis or worse, that generates a mamzer. And we pass on like Shimon HaTimni. Then Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kol Sheichavin of Mrs. Beisdin, that even Chayve Krisos don't generate mamzerus. It's only if it's Chayve Mrs. Beisdin that generates mamzerus. So there's a Tana quotes a Raya for the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Azay. So Rabbi Shimon Ben Azay says Matzas Megillas Yuchsin Yerushalayim. I found the Megillas Yuchsin in Yerushalayim, meaning it lists all the various psula yuchsin, the cost of ba, and it says in it, ish ploni mamzer me ishes ish, so and so is a mamzer from a married woman. The kind of Rabbi Yeshua, that shows that in order to be a mamzer, it has to be the result of sleeping with a married woman, which is chayavim misus based in. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about marrying relatives of certain women, and tells us where a man had some relationship with a woman, but is still allowed to marry her sister. Meaning, you're not allowed to marry your ex-wife's sister, so who are you allowed to marry? So ishto shemesa, if his wife dies, mutar bach, and he's allowed to marry her sister. Gersha Mesa, if he divorces his wife and then she dies, his ex-wife dies, Mutar Bachosa, you're also allowed to marry your sister. Nises La'acher V'Mesa, if his divorced wife married someone else and then died, Mutar Bachosa, you're also allowed to marry her sister. Meaning she became asur to him forever when she married somebody else. So you're allowed to marry her sister. Yivimto Shemesa, if his Yavama died, Mutar Bachosa, he's allowed to marry her sister as well. Chalitz Lavamesa, if he did Chalitza and then she died, Mutar Bachosa, he's also allowed to marry her sister. Now we move on to Parakei Mishnah Aleph. So Mishnah Aleph is going to talk about a case where Yavam does one of the four things that we spoke about, Chalitza, Get, Bia, or Maimer, more than once. Now if he does the same thing twice with the same Yavama, obviously the second time doesn't do anything because it doesn't add anything. But the Mishnah talks about a case where he does the same thing with two different tsaros of his brother, two different co-wives of his brother, and does the second act have any meaning to it? So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Eim get achra get, that if you were ready, if Yavam gave a get to one of his brother's widows, and then gave a get to another one of that same brother's widows, second get doesn't do anything. He's still allowed to marry her relatives. It's because the first get already removed her, removed as much of the yibum bond between the Yavam and the almana as a get can possibly do. So the second get doesn't do anything. V'lom ma'amar achar maimer, and if he does maimer with one of the widows and maimer with another one of the widows, then the second maimer doesn't do anything, and he's allowed to marry the relatives of the second woman. V'lo bi'ila achar bi'ila, and if he does yibum with one of the widows and then has bia with another one of the widows, so also it does not, the zika is already totally erased from the first yibum. V'lo chalitza achar chalitza, if he did chalitza with one of the widows, then tried to do chalitza with another one of the widows, so chalitza was already done. Nothing is gained with the second chalitza. The Chum Omrim and the Chum say yesh get achar get, that there is value to a second get after a first get, yesh maimer achar maimer, and there is value to the second maimer after the first maimer. Avlo achar bi'ila v'lo achar chalitza klum. It's only if he did yibum or chalitza that the second one will mean nothing. And the reason is very simple, that yibum and chalitza are the only da'oraisa options to take care of a zika. So get and maimer are not da'oraisa options, so they don't have the full impact of solving the zika, and therefore when you do it the second time, it still has the capacity to accomplish something, at least enough to make her relatives usher to you. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Gimel, we learned that a three-way machlokas, what generates mamzerus, Rabbi Akiva says, any losa, say Shimon HaTimni says, any chiv kares, and Rabbi Yeshua says, any chiv misas beizdin is going to generate mamzerus, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Azay brought a raya to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, because he saw a Megillas Yuchsin that said that Neishas Ish generated mamzerus. If a man's wife dies, so then you're allowed to marry her sister, even if your ex-wife dies, you're allowed to marry her sister. If your ex-wife marries somebody else and dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. If your Yavama dies, you're allowed how to marry her sister. If you did chalitza on your yavama and she then died, you're allowed to marry her sister. And then Parakei Mishnah Aleph, we said that Rav Gamliel holds that doing a get, a maimer, a bia, or a chalitza a second time on a second one of your brother's wives is totally meaningless, and therefore you're allowed to marry all of her relatives. Rav Chaim said, no, doing a bia or a chalitza a second time is totally meaningless, because when you did it the first time, you already did everything that you could possibly do with a zikas yibum. But if you do a get a second time, or a maimer a second time, that's not totally meaningless, and therefore that is enough to answer you on her relatives. Okay, Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Beis.